at the Anarchist Book Fair, and I'm just going to interview Duncan about the Social Spaces workshop that he attended earlier. So Duncan, how do you think it went?
Well, I got up late, but the bit I was there for was very good. It's very important, I think, the fact that the connections are, further connections are being made between Dublin, Belfast and Cork, and now with London as well, because there's a guy from London over. So we're hearing from, you know, first-hand accounts from people about what's going on in their different places. And then, I suppose, playing around what could happen in the future, you know. So.
Right, so was there much of the kind of predictable waffle that these workshops tend to have?
Well, I got there only halfway through the second one, and unfortunately it wasn't enough time. Like there was actually a really good discussion started to form, but it had to be pulled because we didn't have enough time. But I suppose it was the start. It was just, you know, it was making those connections between people, and hopefully the chats will continue on in the pub and stuff like that.
Right,
you know?
And wasn't the theme of the workshop supposed to be social centrist, politics versus social element of stuff? Was that kind of dealt with at all?
Only briefly, because, like I said, at the end there was only a small amount of space for discussion after the three.
Did the speakers address those issues?
And there's someone up they did. I think there was a guy from Belfast who he was talking about the sort of social spaces becoming ghettoised, or like social centres have been ghettoised, and, you know, kind of whatever lifestyle punks or whatever you want to call them, just hanging out there and living there and not actually trying to affect change or to knock whatever systems they're supposedly against.
Did he come about that opinion from experience himself?
I think so. Yeah, I think he was talking about the Belfast thing.
Yeah.
But he got a fair bit of response from people. You know, I think people felt he was being overly harsh, because, you know, even the act of doing something or attempting to set up a social space is political and is doing something, and things have to start somewhere. So, like here in Dublin, I suppose, we're not even there, like, we're only getting our stuff together, like, you know, whereas, you know, Belfast had gyros, and that seemed to be a really great space that was used for a long time. And I suppose the other hand is, like, you know, we're not dealing with as hardcore issues in Dublin as they are in Belfast. You know, you're going through 80s, 90s hardcore sectarianism still going, killings left, right, and centre.
That's a bit like that. I was going to ask, you know, like, quite often the excuse used, or, well, not the excuse, but it's sometimes said that, you know, money is obstacle. You know, you can't afford to rent, or you can't afford to get the equipment you need to get the place, whatever it is. And, I was just thinking that, like, now in Ireland, there's about as much money floating around, and maybe it's other people who have the money as there ever was. So maybe is it what's stopping us a little bit here in Dublin? Is it just energy and people power, like hands to do the work?
Yeah.
Like, was that kind of addressed at all? Money, different things like that.
Yeah, definitely. Because the London guy who I missed most of his what he was saying, but a lot of the spaces they use are squatted spaces, and I think there's a larger group of people, first of all, to put energy into squatting spaces, and there's more of a tradition of them doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas here, still, it's small. The Dublin thing was brought up, and, like, because we were looking at renting a space, because squatting, I suppose it is an option, but it's not an option that's really been explored at the moment. But in saying that, though, like, the point was made how the homeless are really organising themselves now here in Dublin the last 6 months, and, you know, they've done squat actions, and for very real reasons, because when November came and the cold came, they were dying in the streets.
Yeah.
The week when they did the public squatting action, or when they had a public event to highlight the fact that they had squatted a building for 2 weeks as a direct response to death on the streets. During that week, two people died. The day of that action, someone only died 3 hours before most people got up there. And just making a point, there's empty buildings and there's people dying in the streets. So that's, I suppose, the homeless angle. Social centre, political artistic groups, there is a precedent for unused spaces in the city to be given to groups to use. Arts groups, activists, community, whatever it is. Like Palace Heights which is the flats up Sean Tracy Flats there, just off Summer Hill. The council gave a flat there to Palace Studios, which is an arts group, two arts lads who graduated from college. They were looking for space because they didn't have space back in, I think it was the 80s even, and they got a space there as a studio off Foley Street. That's been knocked now because development's coming, but they asked the council, and after much hassle, they got given an empty flat in Sean Tracy House.
Yeah.
And they used that as a space to as a gallery space, you know, and they just had art stuff going on as you get in a normal gallery, except it wasn't a normal gallery, it was up in the flats of Summer Hill, you know. But anyway, down in Kilkenny though, the arts officer gave the use of Chadwick's, an old engineering plant or something like that, an old factory, to a group of art students.
Yeah. Did the others address, or did they talk about how they found their spaces and the difficulties they encountered, or how did it seem it was easier for people?
I miss most of the London. Again, I miss most of the London stuff, so you'll have to ask someone else about that. The Cork guy, James, I think his name, talked about how it just grew out of pure necessity because activists, they just needed a space, so they had to pull together and get a space, as they did.
Yeah, but actually finding the physical building, you know, the building itself, finding the room and finding...
I'm not too sure about that.
Yeah.
So
it's difficult everywhere, really, isn't it?
It is,
you have to work in to be able to find a place that you need.
But I suppose, like earlier on, you were asking about the energy and stuff like that, I think there's a lot of people in Dublin that are interested in the idea of it and would avail of it if a social centre was here. And you know,
the show must breathe, it has to be the catalyst.
Exactly, yeah. But in saying that, it is a fair amount of work, you know, and there is only a small enough crew of people who are trying to make it happen at the moment. So anyway.
Right, well, we're going to have our dinner now. Thanks very
yummy,
much
yummy,
for,
yummy, yummy food here.
For letting me interview Duncan. It just came about just because I didn't want you to interview me. And I think for everybody else listening, this is the tactic. If Duncan asks you to interview anymore, just turn it back on him. Okay?
But Claire Butler's parents are deadly because